From Montreal, Quebec, this is the Bard Brawl.
Whatever you guys want.
You make the call, Kofi.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's just do it.
Let's just do it. What?
Welcome, Bard Brawlers, to the Bard Brawl. Stephanie E.M. Coleman is impressed.
Yes.
My name is Daniel J. Rowe.
Who is
Stephanie E.M. Coleman impressed by? It's Mr. Eric Jean.
Hey.
Eric Jean. You seem less happy than someone who has impressed upon another. This is the Bard Brawl. We are the Bard Brawlers. We go pound for pound with Shakespeare, much like the antelope and the gazelle, for supremacy of horned deer-like beast.
I'm a gazelle.
Well, gazelles are sexier, and they've inspired a Adidas shoe, so that kind of There's not many. What was the other one?
Antelope. And it sounds
antelope.
Like a Giselle, the Brazilian supermodel.
Oh,
yes. That's kind of nice.
That's true. An antelope sounds like cantaloupe, which are disgusting.
That's true.
Yes.
They are not disgusting.
Right. They are, Jay Reed, they are disgusting. Jay Reed, welcome back to the Bard Brawl. Writer, director, Jay Reed, / actor.
I'm not going to talk about my beard.
And bearded Jay Reed.
It's going to be the last time I got it on.
It's looking good.
It's leaving?
It's leaving. I want it to kind of look like I did on the website.
So. The grisly dark days, Jay Reed?
Yeah, I just wanted to look like that. Didn't want to feel like that, but definitely.
The look is good, the feeling is not. You're matching Eric beard for beard.
Yes, my clipper's broken.
We at the Bard Brawl are reading Prince Pericles, Prince of Tyre.
Which means I have to say goodbye to the whole beard.
Oh, his clippers are broken. The fur goes on their faces and just keeps going.
Yeah. It just keeps growing. I've met a few girls that have fur on their faces, too. There was this one mustachioed lawyer I was covering a trial. She had a lovely wispy mustache.
Nice. Wispy stash. Grade 7 boy style.
Yeah. Well, she was a lawyer. She's probably doing a lot better than me. And working a lot harder. And longer. Getting paid more. Anyway. moving on. We are doing Pericles, Prince of Tyre.
Mm-hmm.
As our 7th Bard Brawl plays. It's 7?
It is.
Have we come 7?
We are. Lucky number 7.
7.3 because we've done 3 acts. I encourage you, Bard Brawl Nation, to go to bardbrawl.com, click on the plays, go to Pericles, and listen to the first 3 acts.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a wonderfully fun play of frolicking along the islands.
And a lot of shipwrecks.
Last act. Last time on the Bard Brawl. What happened? Just say one thing that happened.
One thing?
Yeah, just one thing.
Pericles got married and his wife died in childbirth and was buried at sea.
Incorrect! Because she was already married before the act started and sort of dead before the act.
No, she was married when Gower said she was.
Yeah, the prologue isn't actually part of the act. Trick question.
But it's my character.
Yes, that's right. I would have accepted girl dumped overboard in coffin.
Girl dumped?
Period. Girl raised from the dead by a sorcerer named Saruman, whose name sounds more and more like a certain wizard, White Wizard from the Lord of the Rings.
Wasn't white for very long.
No. Can you give me one thing that happened in Act 1?
Oh, yeah. Pericles discovered that the woman he wanted to marry was having an incestuous relationship.
Now give me one thing that happened in Act 2.
He won a jousting tournament and won his new wife. Thaisa.
Right. So, you have to connect the dots between incestuous daughter-father relationship, jousting match, and girl dumped off boat. Quote-unquote dead girl. Mm. And then race. This is a crazy play. That's what I was going for.
Oh,
there's a lot of wacky things that happen.
Hmm.
A little wacky.
It's very fun.
And daughter dropped off on an island to be raised by somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Maria.
Marina.
Marina.
Because she was born at sea.
She was marinated. Pickle.
Mommy was pickled.
Like a pickle.
Yeah.
Jumping on in. That was a phallic reference. That's disgusting.
Pickle.
Mm.
Pickle.
So was winning a jousting match. Anyway.
Act 4, the prologue. As in all three acts, we've had a prologue. Listen to the first three acts to learn why and how and when. Gower, by the way, may break the wall between prologuist and play.
Ooh.
But we shall see.
He may also give out spoilers.
Yeah. Gower kind of spoils the play. Enter Gower, the 14th century poet, who talks about advice to kings in his poetry. Something like that?
Yes.
More or less. Okay. Yeah. Gower is Eric Jong, because Eric Jong has actually read Gower.
Yes.
So. Take her away.
Imagine Pericles arrived at Tyre, welcomed and settled to his own desire. His woeful queen we leave at Ephesus, unto Diana there's a votaress. Now to Marina bend your mind, whom our fast-growing scene must find at Tharsis, and by Cleon trained in music's letters, who hath gained of education all the grace which makes her both the heart and place of general wonder. But alack, that monster envy, oft the rack of earned praise, Marina's life seeks to take off by treason's knife. And in this kind, our Cleon hath one daughter, and a full-grown wench, even ripe for marriage rite. This maid, high Philoten, and it is said, for certain in our stories, she would ever be with Marina be. Be it when they weaved the slighted silk, with fingers long, small, white as milk, or when she would with sharp needle wound the cambric, which she made more sound by hurting it, or when to the lute she sung, and made the night bird mute, that still records with moan, or when she would with rich and constant pen veil to her mistress Diane, still this Philoten contends in skill with absolute Marina. So the dove of Paphos might with the crow vie feathers white. Marina gets all praises which are paid as debts and not as given. This so darks in Philoten all graceful marks that Cloten's wife, with envy rare, a present murder doth prepare.
Cleon's wife.
For good Marina, that her daughter might stand peerless by this slaughter. The sooner her vile thoughts to stead, Lycorda, our nurse, is dead, and cursed Dionysa hath the pregnant instrument of wrath, pressed for this blow. The unborn event I do commend to your content. Only I carried winged time, post on the lame feet of my rhyme, which never could I so convey unless your thoughts went on my way. Dionysa doth appear with Leonine, a murderer.
Ooh. Cloten was in Cymbeline. Wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I remember that name.
Cleon, yeah, he got his head cut off. We are in Tarsus, an open place near the seashore. Enter Dionysa, who is Stephanie,
I think.
And Leonine, I could play him, because he's a murderer. I don't know what that means. Eric, stage directions?
Sure.
Oh, pirates!
Yes, there's also Marina.
Marina, okay, we'll need a Marina.
It should probably not be me, because she speaks to Thaisa Laser,
I bet. So, Jay Reed, you'll have to be Marina, at least for this one.
Okay.
And then...
I'll be pirate number three.
Okay, yeah, pirate number three. I will be pirate number... He's been waiting... He's actually got pretty method waiting for the role of pirate number three.
Right, just stage directions. Tarsus, an open place near the seashore. Enter Dionysa with Leonine.
Thy oath remember, thou hast sworn to do it. 'Tis but a blow which never shall be known. Thou canst not do a thing in the world so soon to yield thee so much profit. Let not conscience, which is but cold, or flaming love thy bosom enslave too nicely, nor let pity, which even women have cast off, melt thee, but be a soldier to thy purpose.
I will do it, but yet she is a goodly creature.
The fitter, then, the gods should have her. Here she comes weeping for her only mistress's death. Thou art resolved?
I'm resolved.
Enter Marina with a basket of flowers.
Now I will rob Tillis of her weed, to strew thy grain with flowers, the yellows, blues, the purple violets, marigolds. Shall as a carpet hang upon thy grave, while summer days do last. Ay, me, poor maid, born in a tempest, when my mother died. This world to me is like a lasting storm, worrying me from my friends.
How now, Marina? Why do you keep alone? How chance my daughter is not with you? Do not consume your blood with sorrowing. Have you a nurse of me? Lord, how your favors changed with this unprofitable woe. Come give me your flowers. On the sea, margent, walk with Leonine. The air is quick there, and it pierces and sharpens the stomach. Come, Leonine, take her by the arm. Walk with her.
No, I pray you, I will not bereave you of your servant.
Come, come, I love the king, your father, and yourself, with more than foreign heart. We every day expect him here. When he shall come and find our paragon to all reports thus blasted, he will repent the breadth of his great voyage. Blame both my lord and me that we have taken no care to your best courses. Go, I pray you, walk, and be cheerful once again. Reserve that excellent complexion which did steal the eyes of young and old. Care not for me. I can go home alone.
Well, I will go, but yet I have no desire to it.
Come, come, I know 'tis good for you. Walk half an hour, Leonine, at the least. Remember what I have said.
You're gonna have to keep doing that all
the time. No,
I warrant you, madam.
I'll leave you, my sweet lady, for a while. Pray walk softly. Do not heat your blood. What, I must have care of you.
My thanks, sweet madam.
Exit Dionysa.
Is this wind westerly that blows?
Southwest.
When I was born, the wind was north.
Was it so?
My father, as nurse, said, did never fear, but cried good seaman to the sailors, galling, his kingly hands hailing ropes, and clasping to the mast, and cheered a sea that almost burst the deck.
When was this?
When I was born. Never were waves nor wind more violent, and from the latter tackle washes off. A canvas climber, ha, says one, wilt out, and with the dropping industry they skip. From stem to stern, the spurtswain whistles, and the master calls and troubles their confusion.
Come, say your prayers.
What mean you?
If you require a little space for prayer, I grant it, pray. But be not tedious, for the gods are quick of the ear, and I am sworn to do my work with haste.
Why will you kill me?
To satisfy my lady.
Why would she have me killed? Now, as I remember, by my troth, I never did hurt her in all my life. I never spake bad word, nor did ill turn. To any living creature, believe me, la. I never killed a mouse, nor hurt a fly. I trod upon a worm against my will, but I wept for it. How have I offended, wherein my death might yield her any profit, or my life imply her any danger?
My commission is not to reason of the dead, but do it.
You will not do it for all the world, I hope. You are all well favored, and your looks foreshadow. You have a gentle heart, I saw you lately, when you got hurt in parting to that thought. Good sooth, it showeth well in you. Do so now. Your lady seeks my life. Come you between, and save poor me, the weaker.
I am sworn, and will dispatch.
Enter pirates.
Eric, you on first?
Hold, villain!
Leonine runs away. A prize! A prize!
Half part meets half part. Come, let's have her aboard suddenly.
Exit Marina, dragged out by the pirates. And then enter Leonine.
These roguing thieves serve the great pirate Valdes, and they have seized Marina. Let her go! There's no hope she will return. I'll swear she's dead and thrown into the sea, but I'll see further. Perhaps they will but please themselves upon her, not carry her aboard. If she remain, whom they have ravished must by me be slain.
So I'm going to stick around and make sure they're not just raping her, and I'll kill her if they throw her aboard.
That's a second time somebody has not killed the person they're supposed to, and when, well, just
the sea will take care of it. The sea will take care of it.
Just walk away sheepishly.
By the way, that line that you love, you don't reason with the dead, you reason the deed.
You don't reason the deed?
Yeah, as in, it's not my place to provide an explanation. My commission is not to reason of the deed, but do it.
Oh, I screwed up my line.
I don't know.
It's okay,
dude.
It's good.
I like reason.
It's still good, though.
It's a good line.
I like it. Your line's better.
Mine's better.
Way to improve. Way to improve Shakespeare.
I'll just fix it.
Yeah. That's what he meant to say.
Pencil it in.
We are in Mytilene, a room in a brothel. Pander, oh, 3 bods. This will be fun. Who wants to be Pander?
Pander. Like
Stephanie
a panda.
Is Pander the panda. Who wants to be Bod?
I will be a Bod.
And who wants to be Bolt? I will be a Bolt. Oh, and there's pirates and Marina. Oh, Marina's in here, so.
Oh, shit.
If you want to do a goofy voice, it's fine, but you have to do it the whole play.
No, it's okay. I give you permission to.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a trooper.
You've been exempted. It's your call. Enter the 3 bods, Pander, Bod, and Bolt.
Bolt!
Sir?
Search the market narrowly. Mytilene is full of gallants. We lost too much money this mart by being too wenchless.
We were never so much out of creatures. We have but poor 3, and they can do no more than they can do. And they, with continual action, are even as good as rotten.
Therefore, let's have fresh ones. Whatever we pay for them. If there be not a conscience to be used in every trade, we shall never prosper.
Thou sayest true. 'Tis not our bringing up of poor bastards, as I think I have brought up some 11.
Aye to 11, and brought them down again. But shall I search the market?
What else, man? The stuff we have. The strong wind will blow it to the pieces. They are so pitifully sodden.
Thou sayest true, there's too unwholesome a conscience. The poor Transylvanian is dead that lay with the little baggage.
Oops. Aye, she quickly pooped him. She made... Sorry, it's funny. She made him roast meat for worms, but I'll go search the market. Exit.
3,000 or 4,000 shekain were as pretty a proportion... to live quietly and so give over.
Why to give over, I pray you? Is it a shame to get when we are old?
Oh, our credit comes not in like the commodity, nor the commodity wages not with the danger. Therefore, if in our use we could pick up some pretty estate, 'twere not amiss to keep our door hatched. Besides, the sore terms we stand upon with the gods will be strong with us for gearing over.
Come, other sorts offend as well as we...
As well as we? Aye, and better too. We offend worse. Neither is our profession any trade. It's no calling. But here comes Bolt.
Enter Bolt with the pirates and Marina. Come your ways, my masters. You say she's a virgin?
Oh, sir, we doubt it not.
Master, I have gone through for this piece, you see. If you like her, so. If not, I have lost my earnest.
Bolt, has she any qualities?
She has a good face. Speaks well and has excellent good clothes. There's no farther necessity of qualities can make her be refused.
What's her price, Bolt?
I cannot be baited. 1 dwight of 1,000 pieces.
Well, follow me, my masters. You shall have your money presently. Wife, take her in. Instruct her what she has to do, that she may not be raw in her entertainment.
Eggs and Pander and pirates.
Bolt, take thou the mark of her, the color of her hair, the complexion, height, her age, with warrant of her virginity, and cry, he that will give most shall have her first. Such a maidenhead were no cheap thing if men were as they have been. Get this done as I command you.
Performance shall follow. Exit.
Alack, that Leonine was so slack, so slow!
He should have struck, not spoke, or that these pirates, not enough barbarous, had not obode thrown me, for to seek my mother.
Why lament you, pretty one?
That I am pretty.
Come, the gods have done their part in you.
I accuse them not.
You are light into my head, where you are like to live.
The more my fault, the scape his hands where I was like to die.
Aye, and you shall live in pleasure.
No.
Yes, indeed shall you, and taste gentlemen of all fashion. You shall fare well, you shall have the difference of all complexions. What do you stop your ears?
Are you a woman?
What would you have me be, and I be not a woman?
An honest woman, or not a woman.
Marry, whip the gosling, I think I shall have something to do with you. Come, you are a young, foolish sapling, and must be bowed as I would have you.
The gods defend me.
If I please the gods to defend you by men, then men must comfort you, men must feed you, men must steer you up. Ah, Bolt returned.
Enter Bolt.
Now, sir, hast thou cried her through the market?
I have cried her almost to the number of her hairs. I have drawn her picture with my voice.
And I prithee tell me, how dost thou find the inclination of the people, especially of the younger sort?
Faith, they listen to me as they would have hearkened to their father's testament. There was a Spaniard's mouth watered, and he went to bed to her very description.
We shall have him here tomorrow with his best ruff on.
Tonight! Tonight! But, mistress, do you know the French knight that cowers in the hams?
Who, Monsieur Verilus?
Ah, he offered to cut a caper at the proclamation, but he made a groan at it and swore he would see her tomorrow.
Well, well, as for him, he brought his disease hither.
Oof.
He hears us but repair it. I know he will come in our shadow to scatter his crown in the sun.
Well, if we had of every nation a traveler, we should lodge them with this sign to Marina.
Pray you come hither while you have fortunes coming upon you. Mark me, you must seem to do that fearfully, which you commit willingly, despite profit where you have most gain, to weep that as you live, as ye do, make pity in your lovers. Seldom but that pity begets you a good opinion, and that opinion mere profit.
I understand you not.
Oh, take her home, mistress, take her home. These blushes of hers must be quenched with some present practice.
Thou sayest true, in faith, so they must, for your bride goes to that with shame, which is her way to go with warrant.
Faith, some do and some do not. But, mistress, if I have bargained for the joint...
Thou mayest cut a morsel off the spit.
I may so.
Who should deny it? Come, yon one, I like the manner of your garments well.
By my faith, they shall not be changed yet.
Tipping him? Oh, no, I guess I have... Bolt, spent thou that in the town. Report what a sojourner we have. You'll lose nothing by custom. When nature framed this piece, she meant thee a good turn. Therefore, say what a paragon she is, and thou hast the harvest out of thine own report.
I warrant you, Mistress Thunder, shall not so wake the beds of eels as my giving out her beauty stirs up the lewdly inclined. I'll bring home some tonight.
The lewdly inclined. And he's
lewdly inclined.
Come your ways, follow me.
I met a few lewdly inclined gentlemen downtown the other night.
Yes.
Gross.
If fires be hot, knives sharp, or waters deep, untied I still my virgin knot will keep. Diana, aid my purpose.
What have we to do with Diana? Pray you, will you go with us?
Exuns. So they're going to take her and make her into a...
So they think.
So we have Cleon and Dionysa. Cleon is Eric, and Dionysa is Daphne. Tarsus, a room in Cleon's house. Enter Cleon
and Dionysa.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
Why are you foolish? Can it be undone?
Dionysa, such a piece of slaughter the sun and moon ne'er looked upon.
I think you'll turn a child again.
Were I chief lord of all this spacious world, I'd give it unto the deed. O lady, much less in blood than virtue, yet a princess to equal any single crown of the earth. In justice of compare, O villain Leonine, who thou hast poisoned to if thou hast drunk to him, t'had been a kindness becoming well thy act. What canst thou say when noble Pericles shall demand his child?
That she's dead? Nurses are not the fates to foster it, nor ever to preserve. She died at night. I'll say so. Who can cross it? Unless you play the impious innocent, and for an honest attribute cry out, she died by foul play.
Go to. Well, well, of all the faults between the heavens, the gods do like this worst.
Be one of those that thinks the petty wrens of Tarsus will fly hence and open this to Pericles. I do shame to think of what a noble strain you are, and have how coward a spirit.
To such proceeding, whoever but his approbation added, though not his prime consent, he did not flow from honorable courses.
Be it so, then. Yet none does know but you how she came dead, nor none can know, Leonine being gone. She did disdain my child and stood between her and her fortunes. None would look on her, but cast their gazes on Marina's face. whilst ours was blurted at and held a mockin', not worth the time of day. It pierced me through. And though you call my course unnatural, you not your child well-loving, yet I find it greets me as an enterprise of kindness performed to your sole daughter.
Heavens forgive it.
And as for Pericles, what should he say? We wept after her hearse, and yet we mourn. Her monument is almost finished, and her epitaphs in glittering golden characters express a general praise to her, and care in us, at whose expense 'tis done.
Thou art like the harpy, which to betray doth with thine angel's face seize with thine eagle's talents.
Ooh, I like that.
It's a good line.
You're like one that superstitiously does swear to the gods that winter kills the flies, but yet I know you'll do as I advise.
Very nice, Exum.
Good scene.
Yeah.
Nice little.
Awesome.
Nice little scene.
Yeah.
Thou art like the harpy. It's a good line.
Yeah. Very nice.
And winter kills the
motivation
flies.
Is jealousy.
She's a little jealous.
She doesn't
she's
like that. Now the kid's smarter than my precious baby kid.
Here.
My baby is the best.
No one's looking at my daughter.
Act 4, scene 4. What have we here, Mr. Jean?
An intrusion.
An intrusion from the prologist Gower. We are in Tarsus before the tomb of Marina.
It's a midlog.
Gower, Pericles, Cleon, Dionysa. Don't worry, Jay, you don't have to read.
Thank God.
Enter Gower before the monument of Marina at Tharsis.
Thus time we waste, and long leagues make short, sail seas and cockles, have and wished but forth, making to take our imagination from bourne to bourne, region to region. By you being pardoned, we commit no crime, to use one language in each several clime where our scenes may seem to live. I do beseech you to learn of me, who stand in the gaps to teach you the stages of our story. Pericles is now again thwarting the wayward seas, attended on by many a lord and knight, to see his daughter, all his life's delight. Old Helicanus goes along, behind is left to govern. You may bear in mind old Aeschines, whom Aeschylus late advanced in time to great and high estate. Whale-sailing ships and bounteous winds have brought this king to Tharsis. Think his pilot thought, so with his steerage shall your thoughts grow on, to fetch his daughter home, who first is gone. Like motes and shadows, see them move a while, your ears unto your eyes all reconcile.
Dumb show. Enter Pericles at one door, with all his train, Cleon and Dionysus at the other. Cleon shows Pericles the tomb, whereat Pericles makes lamentation, puts on sackcloth, and in a mighty passion departs. Then exit Cleon and Dionysus.
See how belief may suffer by foul show, this borrowed passion's stands for true old woe, and Pericles in sorrow all devoured, with sighs shot through, and biggest tears o'er showered, yes, leaves Tharsis and again embarks. He swears never to wash his face, nor cut his hairs. He puts on sackcloth, and to sea he bears a tempest which his mortal vessel tears, and yet he rides it out. Now please you wit, the epitaph is for Marina writ, by wicked Dionysa.
Read the inscription.
The fairest, sweetest, and best lies here, who withered in her spring of year. She was of Tyrus, the king's daughter, of whom foul death has made this slaughter. Marina was she called, and at her birth, Thetis, being proud, swallowed some part of the earth. Therefore the earth, fearing to be overflowed, hath Thetis a Thetis birth child on the heavens bestowed. Wherefore she does, and swears she'll never stint, make raging battery upon shores of flint. No visor does become black villainy so well as soft and tender flattery. Let Pericles believe his daughter dead, and bear his courses to be ordered by Lady Fortune, while Orsine must play his daughter's woe, and heavy well a day in her unholy service. Patience then, and think you now are all in Metalin.
Exit. Okay. Act 4, scene 5. Mytilene, a street before a brothel. First gentleman of Mytilene, and second gentleman of Mytilene.
Would you care to be a gentleman, Daniel? I will read stage directions.
I will be one gentleman, Mytilene.
Jay?
Jay, sure. Ready to jump into...
Second gentleman? Okay. Dumb what did it? Just came out of a brothel. I should be happy.
Yeah, we were happy. We were
pretty happy. Mytilene, a street before the brothel, introduced gentlemen of Mytilene.
Did you ever hear the like?
No, nor never shall do in such a place as this, she being once gone.
But to have divinity preached there, did you ever dream of such a thing?
No, no, come, I am no more for body houses. Shall go hear the Vestals sing.
I'll do anything now that is virtuous, but I am out of the road of rutting forever.
Exit.
What the hell was that?
What was that?
Your two customers who were converted to virtue.
Yes.
Oh.
Marina.
Yes.
She's the, like...
I thought what we saw inside the body house changed. Like, that's it. I'm not going back.
We went in looking for sweet love.
Okay.
Some lewdy. We were lewdy gentlemen.
You were lewdly inclined.
Lewdly inclined.
Yes.
And we came out being virtuous because the princess has proven, the poor princess is teaching...
While she's speaking about Jesus, everyone forgets
virtue.
That she has boobs.
Yeah.
It's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
As
guilty.
Happens.
Guilty.
As happened in all of the youth groups I went to. I totally forgot about boobs. So we have our body characters back. We have Pander, Bod, Bolt, and... Lysimachus, you'll have to take that. Jay, oh no, Marina's here. Okay. Enter three bods, Pander, Bod, and Bolt.
Well, I'd rather than twice the worth of her that she had never come here.
Five upon her. She's able to freeze the god Priapus and undo a whole generation. We must either get her ravished or be rid of her. When she would do for clients her fitment and do me the kindness of our profession, she has me her quirks. Her reasons, her master reasons, her prayers, her knees, that she would make a puritan of the devil if she should cheapen a kiss of her.
Faith, I must ravish her, or she'll disfurnish us of all our cavalleria and make our swearers priests.
Now the pox upon her green sickness for me.
Faith, there's nowhere to be rid on it but by the way the pox. Here comes the Lord Lysimachus disfigured, or disguised, sorry. A little different.
Here comes the Lord in disguise. It's awesome. Going to the brothel. Now remember, Jay, you're in disguise. We should have both Lord and Lown if the peevish baggage would but give way to customers. Enter Lysimachus. Jay?
I'm not Lysimachus. I'm Marina.
Okay, yeah. Stephanie, you want to be Lysimachus?
Okay.
You're in disguise.
Okay. How now? How a dozen of virginities?
Now the gods to bless your honor.
I am glad to see your honor in good health.
You may so. 'Tis the better for you that your resorters stand upon sound legs. How now, wholesome iniquity, that have you that a man may deal withal and defy the surgeon?
We have here one, sir, if she would... But there never came her like in Mytilene.
If she do the deeds of darkness, thou would say.
Your honor knows what 'tis to say well enough.
Well, call forth.
For flesh and blood, sir, white and red, you shall see a rose, and she were a rose indeed, if she had but...
What, prithee?
Oh, sir, I can be modest. Exit.
That dignifies the renown of a bod no less than it gives a good report to a number to be chased.
Ah, here comes that which grows to the stalk, never plucked yet, I can assure you.
Enter Bolt with Marina.
Is she not a fair creature?
Faith, she would serve after a long voyage at sea.
Hey.
Well, there's for you. Leave us.
I beseech your honor, give me leave a word, and I'll have done presently.
I beseech you do.
Aside to Maria.
First, I would have you note, this is an honorable man.
I desire to find him so, that I may worthily note him.
Next, he's the governor of this country, and a man who I am bound to.
If he govern the country... You are bound to him indeed, but how honorable he is in that I know not.
Pray you, without any more virginal fencing, will you use him kindly? He will line your apron with gold.
What he will do graciously, I will thankfully receive.
Oh, sorry.
How you done?
My lord, she's not paced yet. You must take some pains to work her to your manage. Come, we will leave his honor and her together. Go thy ways.
Exit, bod, pander, bolt.
Now, pretty one, how long have you been at this trade?
What trade, sir?
I cannot name it, but I shall offend.
I cannot be offended with my trade. Please you to name it.
How long have you been of this profession?
Since I can remember.
Did you go to it so young? Were you a gamester at 5 or 7?
Earlier too, sir, if I now be one.
Why, the house you dwell in proclaimed you to be a creature of sale.
Do you know this house to be a place of such resort, and will come into it? I hear you say you are of honorable parts, and are the governor of this place.
Why, hath your principal made known unto you who I am?
Yeah, because you're in disguise.
Who is my principal?
Why, your herb woman, she that set seeds and roots of shame and iniquity. Oh, you have heard something of my power, and so stand aloof for more serious wooing. But I protest to thee, pretty one, my authority shall not see thee, or else look friendly upon thee. Come, bring me to some private place. Come, come.
If you were born to honor, show it now. If put upon you, make the judgment good that thought you worthy of it.
How's this? How's this? Some more, be sage.
For me, that I am a maid, thou most ungentle fortune hath placed me in this sty, where since I came, diseases have been sold dearer than physic. Oh, that the gods would set me free from this unhallowed place. Thou, they did change me to the meanest bird that flies in the purer air.
I did not think thou couldst have spoke so well. Never dreamt thou couldst. Never dreamt thou couldst. Had I brought hither a corrupted mind, thy speech hath altered it. Hold, here's gold for thee. Persever in that clear way thou goest, and the gods strengthen thee.
The good gods preserve you.
For me, be you thoughten that I came with no ill intent. For to me the very doors and windows savor vilely. Fare thee well. Thou art a piece of virtue, and I doubt not but thy training hath been noble. Here, hold, here's more gold for thee. A curse upon him. Die he like a thief that robs thee of thy goodness. If thou dost hear from me, it shall be for thy good.
Winterbolt, I beseech your honor, one piece for me?
Avaunt, thou damned doorkeeper. Your house, but for this virgin that doth prop it, would sink and overwhelm you. Away!
Exit. How's this? We must take another course with you. If your peevish chastity, which is not worth a breakfast in the cheapest country under the cope, shall undo a whole household, let me be gelded like a spaniel. Come your ways.
Whither would you have me?
I must have your maidenhead taken off, or the common hangman shall execute it. Come your ways. We'll have no more gentlemen driven away. Come your ways, I say. Enter Bod's Bod and Pander.
Oh, now, what's the matter?
Worse and worse, mister. She has here spoken holy words to the Lord Lysimachus.
Abominable!
She makes our profession, as it were, to stink afore the face of the gods.
Harry, hang her up forever.
The nobleman would have dealt with her like a nobleman. And she sent him away as cold as a snowball, saying his prayers too.
Bolt, take her away. Use her at thy pleasure. Crack the glass of her virginity and make the rest malleable.
And if she were a thornier piece of ground than she is, she shall be plowed.
Hark, hark, you gods!
She conjures away with her, which she had never come within my doors. Mary, hang you, she's born to undo us. Will you not go the way of womankind? Mary, come up my dish of chastity with rosemary and bays.
Exit Pander and Bod. Come, mistress, come your ways with me.
Whither wilt thou have me?
To take from you the jewel you so hold dear.
Prithee, tell me one thing first.
Come now, your one thing.
What canst thou wish thine enemy to be?
Why, I could wish him to be my master, or rather my mistress.
Neither of these are so bad as thou art, since they do better thee in their command. Thou holdest a place for which the pains fiend of hell would not in reputation change. Thou art the damned doorkeeper to every coistrel that comes inquiring for his tib, to the choleric fisting of every rogue.
gross.
I was about to say. Thy ear is liable. Thy food is such as hath been belched on by infected lungs.
What would you have me do? Gross. Go to the wars, would you? Where a man may serve 7 years for the loss of a leg and have not money enough in the end to buy him a wooden one? That's a great line. It's a really awesome. Sorry.
Do anything but this thou doest. Empty old receptacles or common sewers of filth, served by indenture to the common hangman. Any of these ways are yet better than this. For what thou professest, a baboon, could he speak, would own a name too dear. Oh, that the gods would safely deliver me from this place. Here's gold for thee. If thy master would gain by me, proclaim that I can sing, weave, sew, and dance, with other virtues, which I'll keep from the boast. I will undertake all these to teach. I doubt not, but this populous city will yield many scholars.
But can you teach all this you speak of?
Prove that I cannot. Take me home again and prostitute me to the basest groom thou doth frequent your house.
Well, I will see what I can do for thee. If I can place thee, I will, maybe.
But amongst honest women...
Faith, my acquaintance lies little amongst them. But since my master and mistress hath bought you, there is no going but by their consent. Therefore, I will make them acquainted with your purpose, and I doubt not, but I shall find them traceable enough. Come... I'll do for thee what I can. Come your ways.
Excellent.
Ultimate cock block.
Wow.
No kidding.
Good move with the voice change, eh? Yeah. That was a long, long...
Yeah. Was Pericles even in this?
No.
No.
I was like...
It's all the...
I thought she was going to be there for
his daughter and... We haven't seen Thaisa back yet.
Nope.
I remember when we first read this before that it was... We thought that... Pericles would show up and, like, accidentally, like...
Oh, yeah, we thought there'd be,
like
a...
incest thing at the beginning. We're like, oh, maybe Pericles is gonna, like, show up to
like
the
a...
brothel and there'd be, like, a scene with him and his daughter.
Like a weird Oedipus thing.
Yeah. But it didn't turn out that way.
No, it's actually kind
of... Pericles never showed up and she kind of, like, is empowered.
Yes, she finds her own way out.
In fact, she's a small business owner. She's decided to go into business for herself as an instructor of, of, you know, womanly... skills.
Yes.
Yes.
I think they call that a geisha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's got different womanly skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she has through the singing, the dancing.
Singing, dancing.
Weaving, sewing.
Weaving, sewing, yeah.
Okay, it's the same.
Similar. It's a strange play, but a fun play. And I keep thinking, every time I read a scene of this play, I think, how would I shoot this?
There are pirates, but there need to
pirates.
Be more pirates.
Yeah, pirates do
that
need
was
a bit
really
more.
Disappointing.
Well, they got a few good...
I was just hoping, like, nothing but pirates. She promised me tons of pirates. I was expecting them
to promise you tons of pirates.
There were tons of sailors.
You read that in yourself. You got to be a fisherman, a sailor, a gentleman, a pirate, and a prince in one play.
Lots of seamen.
Lots of seamen.
I mean, seamen.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara, for listening to Barbara after
too long ago.
Yeah, it was this weekend.
Yeah.
Pride was this weekend. I came upon.
So was Otaku-thon. I got to see both at once.
Nice.
People dressed up as anime characters, and you're not sure if they're gay or comic book characters.
Ah,
it was special.
That's a good world to be in.
Chinatown was a funny place.
Confusing place
on Sunday.
So you can leave a comment for what you thought of this act or any act. If you thought there should be more pirates, just type yes.
There should be more pirates.
Type yes. I doubt many will say no.
Mm-hmm.
And feel free to send us a message on other plays, other things you would think we would like to discuss, things we have missed about this play. Oh, tell us if you've seen a version of this play. We have yet to hear from someone who has a credible version of this play.
Mm.
Although we have heard many tales of woe and misery, I am not a therapist. Dave. He sent me an email. Dave. He just wanted to talk. I didn't respond. Did I let him down?
Yeah.
What will Gower do?
Gower would not care.
Okay, good. Whew, thank goodness. All right, we will be back with you shortly.
See you next time, mateys.
Yes.
On the bar.
On the bar.
Bard Brawl brings to you Sonnet number 35, read by myself, André Simonov. No more be grieved at that which thou hast done. Roses have thorns and silver fountains mud. Clouds and eclipses stain both moon and sun, and loathsome canker lives in sweetest bud. All men make faults, and even I in this, authorizing thy trespass with compare, myself corrupting, salving thy amiss, excusing thy sins more than thy sins are. For to thy sensual fault I bring incense, thy adverse party is thy advocate, and gainst myself a lawful plea commence. Such civil war is in my love and hate, that I an accessory needs must be to that sweet thief which sourly robs from me.